USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
On day four of the murder trial, a former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, in the death of George Floyd. The jury heard from Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, and from a paramedic on scene, Derek Smith.
Did you see Mr. Floyd take any of those pills?
Yes, we took them together that time.
I'm sorry?
We did take them together that time.
And when he took those, obviously he didn't die, right?
No, he did not.
In a living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected this patient to be dead.
Chauvin's defense contended was Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions that led to his death. Chauvin is on trial after pinning his knee on Floyd's neck last May. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents said Thursday over 130 illegal aliens have surrendered near San Miguel, Arizona, 80 of them unaccompanied minors. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A detective details how a shooter locked his victims inside a courtyard in Orange, California.
At least four people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot. Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amott said a man locked the courtyards to block entrance to the buildings.
It appears the suspect used a bicycle-type cable lock to secure the gates from the inside on both the north and the south sides of the courtyard. Two officers engaged the suspect from outside of the gate, and an officer-involved shooting occurred.
California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
One of the heartbreaking stories in the shooting is that of a 9-year-old boy who may have died in his wounded mother's arms as she tried in vain to save him. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A black man is facing charges for the violent attack on a defenseless Asian woman in New York City.
38-year-old Brandon Elliott is being charged with an assault as a hate crime. The NYPD saying the video attack on social media got 4 million impressions and also helped in retrieving tips from the public. Elliott already on parole for the fatal stabbing of his mother-in-law. Republican Congressman from New York, Nicole Meliotakis, says some of the state's policies are leading to violent criminals being released.
This is what's happening in radical cities and states like ours here in New York, where the policies being put in place are allowing individuals who are dangerous, who have criminal records, who have been convicted of serious crimes like murder, rape, to be released back onto the street. In this particular case, it was Governor Cuomo's appointed parole board that allowed this individual to be released. He was sentenced to 15 years to life. So after 17 years, was put back on the street, was living in a homeless shelter, and he committed this heinous act.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends First. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Opening day of Major League Baseball, the Royals take down the Rangers in a thriller, 14-10. Padres beat the Diamondbacks 8-7. It was the Cardinals 11, the Reds 6, and the Rays blanked the Marlins 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.